stress on my knee, you know, it was great. It felt like, you know, it's actually been a couple of years since I've been able to do that. So physically right now, you know, I feel really good.
How much were you able to get accomplished and, you know, what kind of benefit was it to get together out, you know, out of San Diego?
Yeah, you know, it was good. You know, it was a good couple of days of work. You know, we had 3 throwing sessions, some workouts. You know, but like I said in the spring, you know, I think the biggest part of that is just getting together as a team and spending time together away from the facility. You know, the football was great. I think that's a bonus, but really just getting together, you know, not spending 6 weeks apart to get around each other, you know, and just kind of build some chemistry. I think that was the best part of being out there in San Diego.
Sam, what do you try to do to be the leader? Is there anything specific? Is it within you, which we don't see? What is it that you try to do?
I just try to be myself. You know, I don't try to be anything other than that. You know, I just try to go out there, lead by example. You know, I don't say a whole lot, you know, except when I feel that it's needed. But, you know, I think all the guys will tell you that, you know, I work hard. You know, I do my job. And, you know, hopefully the guys respond to that and follow that. But
you will say things to players. Brandon Brooks said something to me last week. If a guy leaves the huddle early, he's, well, you know, you kind of grab hold and take that control of leadership. I mean, that's more than we see. Is that something that you, that's more than just part of you?
Yeah, I mean, I think you guys expect like a big, like rah-rah, like someone who's like yelling at people every play, and that's just not me. You know, I think there's a lot of subtle things that you guys probably, you know, aren't privy to or can't hear from where you guys are at, but you know, like I said, I just try to be myself and take control when I need to.
What are some of the subtle things that we don't see?
What's up?
Can you give me an example of one of those subtle things?
Yeah, you know, just like that. You know, the way you talk to guys in the huddle, you know, maybe the way you address guys, you know, after a series in practice, go over and talk to guys about what happened, you know, just things like that.
Are you enjoying the process of having huddles again?
It is different. It's a lot different.
And does that help you be the quarterback? If you know what I mean.
Right. You know, it's different. You know, obviously it's something that, you know, I've done, you know, really my whole career until last year. You know, and then obviously with Chip, you know, playing as fast as we did, you know, we didn't huddle very often. But, you know, I think there's obviously pros and cons to everything. I think being in the huddle gives you a chance as a quarterback, you know, to sometimes take control, you know, especially, you know, if you've got a new play that week or a game plan specific play, you can really kind of remind the guy, hey, get your depth, you know, I need you to sell this, you know, make sure we're looking for this when we break the huddle, you know, which is nice because it's hard to communicate those things when you're not huddling.
Now, this is the 5th time in your career that there is a new offense. How long does it take in the training camp with the preseason until you have command over?
I mean, I think you guys asked me this every time I talked last year, and I don't think there's a specific time. You know, I think each process is different, each offense is different. You know, obviously it takes reps, it takes time. You know, practice is great. Obviously you can learn a lot in practice, but, you know, until you get out there in games, it's really hard to simulate the calls, the communication, the speed, everything that happens in a game. You know, so until then, you know, it's really hard to kind of gauge.
Does it help having gone through that process so many times before, like wearing a new
offense? I think so. You know, I think obviously going through it before, you know, having seen so many offenses now, you know, I've seen a little bit of everything. You know, so even though there's some new plays in this offense, I would say a lot of the concepts I've run before, you know, the verbiage is different, the way we call things is different. You know, so kind of reprogramming your brain to the way we do that is the tough part. But, you know, a lot of the concepts are fairly similar to concepts that I've run either last year or in the past.
Sam, were you able to add any weight working out and maybe, you know, some more home-cooked meals now that you're married?
Yeah. You know, I think I was like 219 yesterday, you know, which is about where I want to be coming in, which is, you know, a few pounds heavier than I was this spring. So, yeah, I think I have added a few pounds, which is nice.
What did you play at last year?
You know, last year during the year, it was probably 14, 13.
So there aren't home cooked meals now, a little more?
Well, she promised to cook a lot during the season. Probably going to get in trouble for saying this, but she had a lot on her plate with the wedding planning, so not a lot of home-cooked meals lately.
Sam, do you think the offense will be able to do more with you being able to audible this year?
I hope so. You know, obviously, last year, playing at the tempo that we played at, you know, we didn't really audible a lot. This year, with the huddle, you know, there's a lot more, you know, on my plate at the line of scrimmage. I think there will be more audibles. You know, you don't want to check every play. I mean, hopefully you call the right play when you break the huddle. But, yes, you know, if we got the wrong play on, then, you know, hopefully this year I can change it and we don't waste plays. You know, we can eliminate some of the negative plays that we had.
Did you feel compromised in that way last year when you would, you know, line of scrimmage, ready to snap the ball, and you knew, boy, this doesn't look good? I mean, did you feel that?
You know, last year with the tempo that we were trying to play at, I think you just learned that's one of those sacrifices that you make, you know, because for every time that we felt compromised, we probably gashed someone on the other end because they weren't ready when we were playing fast. So I think there's just kind of some give and take.
Is it difficult not to fast forward mentally to the season? I mean, getting ready for a season is a process, and you're in the process now,
yeah.
And you can only tick off one day at a time. But is that hard not to fast forward mentally to, hey, I really can't wait to get out there, and whether it's prove myself or lead the team or whatever?
Yeah. You know, obviously, this is probably the toughest part of the year because, you know, when you start this and, you know, I don't know how many, I think we've got 6 weeks, you know, of training camp, you know, it's long and it's tough. But I think this is really where a team is built. I think this is where we come together as a team. You know, I think the good teams are the ones who don't let the days become monotonous and who aren't just trying to check off a box and aren't trying to get to the next day. So, you know, I think if we can use this time to our advantage and really, you know, focus each day on getting better, I think by the time Cleveland comes around, we'll be in a really good place.
Have you gotten to know Carson better, and what you learn about him during that week in San Diego?
Yeah, he's a good dude. You know, we had a good time. You know, we went paddleboarding one day. It was a lot of fun. You know, I guess him being from up north, he was used to the cold water. I wasn't a big fan of the Pacific Ocean. But, you know, just going out there, you know, spending time with all the guys, you know, I think it was great.
Sam, as a rookie, you started right away, obviously. But, like, how tough do you think that would be for someone like Carson, you know, coming in, obviously wanting to play, being a competitor and everything like that, you know, having to sit and watch and learn stuff like that?
You know, I'm sure you could ask him, and I'm sure he could probably give you a better answer. You know, I don't want to speak for him. Yeah, I'm sure it's challenging, though.
Sam, is there anything in particular that you're trying to work on during training camp?
You know, I think just learning this offense, learning, you know, communicating better at the line of scrimmage. You know, I think me and Kelsey have a lot to do this year. You know, I think the quicker we can get on the same page, the quicker we can start speaking the same language out there, the better we're going to be as an offense, you know, because we're kind of the two directing it out there. So, you know, I would say just really dialing in our protections and our calls at the line of scrimmage.
We'll take a couple more questions, guys.
Sam, what's the inherent pressure of being a top draft pick? What do you remember about that when you came into the league?
I don't know. I don't think I really thought about that a lot, to be honest. Yeah, I think I've always thought that, you know, I always put more pressure on myself than anyone does on the outside, and I think that's how most guys feel about it. You know, I think you just kind of block out all the external expectations because you know that, you know, your expectations for yourself are probably greater than what anyone else has for you.
Sam, do you feel like the quality of the quarterbacks around you are pushing you maybe more than you've been pushed in the past? How is that competition, you think, benefiting you so far this season?
You know, we have a great room. You know, like you said, I think we have a lot of really good quarterbacks in that room. And I think anytime you have that, you know, I think we all push each other to get better. You know, I think when you have, you know, that many guys, you know, who are doing the right thing, you know, it's easy to learn from those guys. It's easy to pick up things on tape. So, you know, I think we've all made each other better.
Last one, guys. Last question.
Sam, have you talked to Nelson Aguilar? Have you thought about what you might say
now? As
he recently got the DM.
Yeah. You know, obviously we were in San Diego together, but, you know, we didn't speak on that. You know, I'm sure he'll be here later this week, and I'm sure you can ask him about that.
All right, thanks, guys.